welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angelo and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn. Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angelo and Anna. Today we are going to talk about some differences between American and British vocabulary. Depending on what type of English you've studied or learned or what series or films you are watching, some of these might be obvious. As you know, if you listen to our introduction, or maybe you can hear the different accents me and Angela have, but I'm Canadian, so I have always spoken American English, while Angela is from England, meaning she has used British English her whole life. We often find some of the words used by the other amusing or funny, because for me, being an American English speaker, some of them are a bit silly, but it's important to know the difference.
Yeah, and I think, at least from my point of view, I think British English is not maybe as common in TV series and films. So at least nowadays, when I've spoken at least to people using American English, I recognize more American English than they might recognize British English, in my experience.
Yeah. So we've split these up in a couple of sections, which are cars, cities, and one very popular sport. I wonder if you can guess what it is. So to get started, we're going to talk about some car vocabulary. So the first word is hood. So in North America, the hood of the car is the part at the front of the car that opens upwards to expose the engine and all of the other mechanical parts. And how would you say that in the UK?
So for me, I would call this the bonnet of the car. So in the UK, I'm ridden a hood I only have on my coats, and it keeps my head dry when it's raining. It's not related to cars.
Yeah, while a bonnet in North America is something that an old grandma would wear on her head, or maybe a baby would wear a bonnet also, but definitely not a car. Next, we have a parking lot. So in North America, that's where you park your car. They're often very big in front of stores if it's in a large area.
And for me, I'm not going to use parking lot. For me, it's a car park.
Yep. Next, we have a trunk. In North America, the trunk of a car is the back of the car where you would store something, such as your suitcase.
Whereas for me, a trunk is only for trees. At the back of a car, that is a boot, not a trunk.
Yeah, when a boot in North America is only for your feet. And the final one we have for cars is gas. So in North America, gas means what you put in your car to give it energy so it can run.
Whereas for me, we put in our cars petrol. For me, gas always makes me think of little babies and they have gas and they need to burp and trump all of the time.
And next, we're going to talk about cities. So the first word we have is a highway, which is the big road, often for very high speeds, to go across or around a city. And what would you call a highway?
That for me is a motorway, not a highway.
Next, we have zip code. That is very American. Only in the United States, I think, they use zip code, not in Canada. But a zip code is numbers at the bottom of your address, and you always need a zip code when you're mailing something.
Yep, and for us, I will always call it a postcode, which for me makes a bit more sense because postcode, you need it to post something to someone.
Yeah. In Canada, we also say postcode. We don't say zip code, but you know, in the United States. Next, we have a crosswalk. So as it sounds, it is somewhere you cross the street, to walk across the street. And what do you call that?
I call it a zebra crossing because it has black and white lines, so it looks like a zebra.
Next, we have sidewalk, which I would say in North America, sidewalk is the part of the side of the street where you'd walk. Again, very literal.
Yes, whereas for me, it's a pavement or a path. We can use either of those two.
Yeah, so you always want to be walking on the pavement or the sidewalk, not on the road.
Yes, please stay safe.
Next, we have in North America, you would either say trash or garbage. Again, trash being more American, to talk about your garbage. You know, at the end of a meal, you have garbage and you need to throw it out.
Whereas for us, it's just rubbish.
And then where do you put your trash or garbage? You put it in a trash can or a garbage bin.
And in English, it's, well, British English, it's just a bin. Can, we're not going to use, because a can, you have a can of Coca-Cola, and then you're going to put that in the bin, not in the trash can.
Yep. And inside the house, after you work, what do you want to do? You want to watch TV.
No, you want to watch the telly.
Yeah. So that's one thing that you have to remember, is that we just say watch TV, and in the UK, you say the telly.
Yeah, we say, so I'm going to watch the telly. I sometimes also use I'm going to watch the TV, but I would also use the TV rather than just TV.
Yeah, I would always just say TV, no the. And then if you live in a building, a tall building with many floors, you need to use something to get up to that top floor. And in North America, you would get in the elevator.
Whereas I'm going to use the lift.
Yeah. And again, if you live in a big building, you don't live in a house. In North America, you live in an apartment or a condo, which means, you know, an apartment. That's what it means.
Yeah. Whereas for me, it's a flat.
Yeah. Next, those yellow cars you need to take you around the city when you don't have a car of your own. In North America, especially in the United States, you would call it a cab. I need to take a cab to the airport.
Whereas if I'm going to go to the airport, I want to be taking a taxi.
Mm-hmm. I think taxi is a little bit more universal also. I think when you go traveling, you see taxi signs everywhere. And I think taxi is the same word in many languages.
Yeah, now that you've said that, at least here in Spain, it's definitely taxi as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think taxi internationally is a bit more useful. If you want to go shopping in North America, you go to the store. And depending on what store you need, maybe a shoe store, a clothing store. While in the UK,
because you're going shopping, you're going to go to a shop. So you're going to go to the shoe shop, the clothes shop. I can't think of any more shops at the moment.
And then next, when you need to go grocery shopping, as we would call it in North America, to go buy the food you need for the week to make all your meals, we would go to the grocery store.
Whereas if I'm going to go food shopping, I'm going to go to the supermarket, which from my experience, at least learning languages, most languages, I think, have a more similar word to supermarket, or at least I know in French and in Spanish.
Yeah, admittedly, I haven't studied the origin of the word grocery. I don't know where it came from, but my whole life, I always said grocery store. And then the last one we have in regards to cities is the pharmacy. So the pharmacy is where you go to pick up some medicine or some health products. And what would you call that in the UK?
I would go to the chemist. Not the pharmacy.
Yeah. But chemist, to me, it sounds very old. Like, oh, I'm going to the chemist. But yeah. And then next, we have four words related to a very popular sport. Arguably, the most popular sport in the world. Can you guess what it is?
Yes, it's football.
Football? I thought it was called soccer.
Yeah, no.
Yes. Soccer is very North American. Especially because football, again, like other words, is the same in other languages, especially in Spanish. It's football still. So I don't know where soccer came from, but we always call it soccer.
But I guess maybe it's because at least like in America, about like the USA, they have American football, which is maybe more popular. Maybe it was invented first, and so they had to come up with a second word, but who knows?
Who knows? That being said, football and soccer are the same sport. Where do you play soccer? You play it on a field.
No, you don't. You play it on a pitch. A field is where you grow corn and plants, but you don't play football in a field.
And then if the two teams playing have the same score, it's 2-2 at the end of the game, in North America, we would say it's a tie, or they've tied the game.
Whereas for us, they've drawn the game, or it is a draw. A tie is something you wear as a formal piece of clothing around your neck.
And a draw, well, not a draw, drawing is what you do with, you know, some colors on a piece of paper. And then finally, we have what the teammates wear while playing the sport, which in North America, we would say the uniform, the team uniform.
Whereas in the UK, It's the kit, the uniform I wore to school every day from primary all the way up to secondary. So, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode about the differences in vocabulary and that you've learned some new words. But it's always useful to be able to identify and recognize the differences in vocabulary. So, no matter who you're talking to, you understand. But at least when you're speaking, at least try to decide which one you're going to use, either use all American or all British. We hope that you're going to have a lovely weekend and that we'll see you all on Monday for another episode.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.